everyone has a reputation to defend. That's why on Fridays, we bring you The Reputation Rescue with Karen Gordon and Bill Carroll.
Talking about it, and Karen Gordon says it's because she's a great marketer, marketing genius. Okay, Karen, are you sure you just don't want to talk about Adele because you love her so much?
Well, I got to tell you, Bill, you and I have a history. Every time she puts out a new album or a new song, I make you talk about it. So I'm just continuing with the trend.
I thought you might.
At 7 o'clock last night, Eastern Time, Adele released her new song, and in 11 hours, she has had 20 million views. And she is a marketing genius. And, you know, it's really interesting to me because I never thought in the same segment we would talk about the marketing genius of Adele and the Ottawa Senators. But I think both of them last night were really good examples of how when marketing works, it really works.
So what did she do that's unusual? I mean, the artists drop new videos and people watch them. That's kind of, especially when you already have fame. So what did she do that was different?
She disappeared, right? Then this is what she does between albums. She puts out an album. People go crazy. We listen. Women of a certain age, but I feel a little bit better because even my daughter was watching the countdown last night. She does her thing. She goes on tour and then she disappears. And you wait and you wait. In that disappear time, usually something traumatic happens to her, which prompts the songwriting. In this case, it was a divorce. And we wait and we wait and we wait. A week ago, she teases it. So she drops about a 7-second video that starts the teasing. 3 days ago, she does a post on Instagram talking about, you know, the feelings behind what prompted this album. And then they start a countdown to when the song's coming out. And you could watch the countdown. And as it went last night, I set my Apple phone alarm so I could watch it. And all of a sudden, it's mayhem and she is everywhere. So her skill is going away and then coming back with a storm. She'll likely do a really quick tour and then she'll go away again. And that's how you keep people interested. And that's how it's not the constant saturation of the market and she's everywhere all the time.
Well, it works for both of us, right? Because you look forward to the comebacks. I look forward to the going away.
Exactly.
It's a win-win. Now that song will be overplayed for the next 2 years.
And I will cry every single time. Every single time I'll cry when I listen to it. But that's the genius of her. She goes away and comes back. And you just desperately want more. It's like you never get enough of her. And that's how she keeps the interest up. And I think she's a marketing genius. And I think it's a good life lesson, actually, for all of us.
I'm calling my boss at the end of this show saying, I should take a year off.
You should. You should take a year
off. With full pay.
And
then people will miss me. Although I don't think they'd miss me. But good for her reusing the same video again. That was good. That was a smart move.
No, that is not. It was taped in Quebec. That was not the same video. It was, if you watch, it was a different video. It was entirely different. This
looked
is
exactly the
video.
Same. Old house, Adele alone, black and white. Oh, come on.
Oh, my God. You're so cynical. You are so cynical.
No, listen, I appreciate the talent there for sure. Now, the Sens, I know you're the world's biggest Sens fan. But
right?
Do you think it was marketing genius or just coincidence that they got them? Well, I don't think it was total coincidence. I think the season opening sharpened everybody's mind and sharpened their pens and pencils. I guess you don't sharpen a pen. Sharpened their pencils, and they got the contract done. Brady Tkachuk is a Sen for the next 7 years.
So first I want to talk to you about the fact that finally I've brought you over to the dark side of being a Sens fan. It has taken me a long time, Bill Carroll. It might be my single greatest professional achievement, bringing you over to the Sens side. No, I think there
it's
was
actually more the Leafs playoff performances than you.
Oh, my God. I am still laughing about, you know, it's fall in Ottawa. Or, you know, it's Ottawa when the leaves are falling or the Leafs falling. Sorry.
Oh, you and Holsky. Get a desert island together somewhere with Adele.
No, I think there was a combination of things that led to this. I mean, the Senators are good at, here's what I like the best about the Senators. We are loyal to our good players, right? we like our players. We like them here for a long time, healthy Chris Phillips. So this was really good news last night. I think the timing was fantastic. I love DJ Smith. I think he's the best guy sort of in the NHL. He's certainly the best coach in the NHL. So I'd like to give him all the credit for this. But I think it was the perfect combination of timing, the Leafs being in town, and a player who's really committed to the team. That's, I think, what we
fun.
All like.
It was fun last night. I don't think there's been that much fun at Canadian Tire Center since their Stanley Cup near miss a few years ago. But I have sources that tell me the negotiations were hung up on one thing. The Senators said, if you're going to be our star, you're not allowed to have a wife or girlfriend. And he just didn't want to sign that. He's a young guy. So they compromised. And his wife or girlfriend is not allowed to talk to any of the other wives or girlfriends. That's the new rule. If you're going to be a senator, the wives can't get together anymore. So I've heard they've agreed on that, and everything will be fine.
I'm going to say I don't think that's the case, but I'm just happy he's there. I'm happy we beat the Leafs. And here in Toronto, I can tell you the parade barricades are going away. I think everybody after the first game in Toronto with the win, we're like, get the parade barricades out. We're bringing the Stanley Cup. I think
you really know nothing about Leafs fans. You really don't.
Oh, I know a lot about Leafs fans.
Leaf fans believe that they will never win anything. That whole plan the parade, we're going to win and all that. That's just not true of real Leaf fans. The noisy couple of young idiots who are on social media maybe say that. But the guys have been around like me. I don't even watch Game 7s because I'm like, yeah, they won't win. I literally didn't watch. They won't win. I don't plan a Stanley Cup parade. I'm like, I will be dead and the Leafs will not have won a Stanley Cup. That's how I feel. Thank you,
That's
Karen. Have a nice weekend with your Adele love affair.
I will. Bye, Bill.
Okay, keep watching that video over and over again because you'll see it. You'll see another version of it, I'm sure, very soon. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll. Richard Krause joins us coming up next.